Dr. Foot Newsletter. Special offer to all newsletter subscribers. 10% off your next purchase when you use the coupon code EZINE10. Valid only until the 31st of May 2014. This is the second issue for May 2014 with over 200,000 subscribers.
Dr. Foot e-newsletter. Welcome to the latest issue of Dr. Foot's e-newsletter. This newsletter is published every fortnight to inform and educate people about proper foot care skills and techniques, provide tips on foot care, review foot care products, and highlight problems people have with their feet. We begin with our featured article, How to Buy a Good Pair of Shoes.
Considering that we spend half our lives on our feet, shoes are incredibly important. They're important to stay fashion forward and essential for a well-coordinated outfit. But they're also important to keep our feet comfortable and happy while they spend time in them. Here's some help on how you can buy yourself a pair of shoes that are comfortable.
Quality matters. When it comes to shoes, quality should always be your first consideration. I would say buy the best you can afford because it's worth it. You're going to be spending a lot of time in those shoes, so they should be comfortable. Regular wear especially should be good quality. A cheaper, once-in-a-while pair of shoes can be quality compromised, but your daily shoes should not be. At the end of the day, if your poor quality shoes start affecting your feet, you'll find yourself wishing you'd spent that extra £20.
Buy in the afternoon. The best time to buy shoes is in the afternoon. When you're buying shoes, you'll obviously be trying them on, right? But did you know our feet swell more at certain times of the day? They swell to their largest during the afternoon. So if a pair of shoes is comfortable in the afternoon, it is almost always a surefire guarantee that it will always be comfortable.
The right size. Just because the shoes are beautiful doesn't mean you have to squeeze your toes into a smaller size. Your shoes should always be the right size, never too small, and definitely not too big either. They should also fit you comfortably without being too narrow or too wide. Don't fool yourself with shoe salesman talk, such as, I'll wear them in, or shoe stretch with time. If it feels uncomfortable at the store, it's likely to be an uncomfortable pair to wear always. Also, an ill-fitting pair of shoes can cause you many serious foot problems, such as hammer toes, ingrown toenails, blisters, corns, bunions, and so on. So always try on a shoe for size, as sizing can even be different from brand to brand.
Try them with socks. If you're buying a pair of shoes that will always be worn with socks, don't forget to try them on with a pair of socks. Some shoe stores provide socks for shoe trials, but I wouldn't suggest this as it's unhygienic. Wear socks to the store, or at least carry a pair with you. Chuck Taylors, for example, are best tested for a good fit and comfort with a pair of comfy socks.
Take a walk. Sure, they're pretty, but are you sure you can walk on those 6 inches? Trying on a new pair of shoes doesn't mean just trying them on for size. You need to try them on and walk around a little in the store. The prettiest of shoes can be strangely uncomfortable when you take a few steps. Also, when you walk, the shoe adjusts itself, so you'll know for sure if the shoe is the right size or if there are any other defects.
Heels. If you regularly buy and wear heels, you'll learn some of the tricks of buying a good pair through trial and error alone. But if not, you might need a few additional handy hints. Try on your shoes and stand on your tiptoes. If your heels continue to touch the ground when you do this, the heels are too high for you. However, if they're off the ground, you're fine. Also, if you've got a heavier frame, skip the stiletto and opt for a platform or block heel instead. A chunky heel doesn't make you look like you're teetering on your shoes and balances out your figure too. There's no rush, so take your time when you're buying your shoes. Comfort matters, and it's your feet that will suffer if you buy the wrong shoes. But when you buy the right ones and your feet are treated well, the shoes can last you a very long time. choose well and wisely.
News now of our new product. New product, Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream. Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is extremely effective in the control of dry and rough skin. It softens hard, dry skin, helping to keep it soft and supple, and helps prevent further problems developing. Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is an effective moisturiser with aloe vera and urea and is ideal for maintaining the condition of the skin on your feet. It manages and helps prevent dry and rough skin. Developed in the UK by podiatrists, Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is a professionally inspired formulation that works with your body's natural defences to conditioned skin. You can see and order our foot care cream on our website, www.drfoot.co.uk. Now, a question from a patient. Mark Fisher, who's from the UK, writes, "Dear Dr. Foot, I've been advised by a physiotherapist that prolotherapy may benefit my Morton's neuroma. Can you tell me what this is? Is it an injection and will it help? Thanks, Mark Fisher." And here's Dr. Foot's answer.
Hello, Mark. This is Dr. Foot. Prolotherapy works by stimulating the body to make new fibres, which are laid down within the substance of the ligaments, thickening and strengthening them. The injected solution is a 25% mixture of dextrose in local anaesthetic, and a small amount is injected into each end of the ligament, close to its attachment to the bone. They occasionally use a solution of phenol dextrose and glycerol if required. This initially provokes inflammation, attracting the cells that make collagen fibres to the area. Over the ensuing weeks, the fibres are incorporated into the existing ligament. Each ligament has to be injected 3 times at intervals of a week in order to produce sound fibrous development. This type of treatment can be very effective for Morton's neuroma if it is done by a qualified podiatrist who specialises in this. For more information about this procedure, telephone a leading foot specialist who can book you in for an appointment at 0121 523 5885. Kind regards, Adam Brooke, Dr. Foot.
This is our recommended product, Dr. Foot Gel Plus Insoles, sold in pairs. The Gel Plus is ideal in all types of footwear used in high-impact activities. The dual gel shock modules provide extraordinary protection for the 2 major impact zones, the heel and forefoot. They also feature an arch support to prevent overpronation, rolling over of the feet, which can cause problems such as heel pain, arch pain, back pain and leg pain. These remarkable dual density gel insoles doubles the cushioning where feet need it the most, at the heel and metatarsal area. So if you suffer from conditions such as flat feet, overpronation, heel pain and pain in the forefoot, use these insoles to support the arch, cushion the heel and forefoot for extra comfort. Suitable for both men and women and fitting shoe sizes 5 to 10. Simply trim to fit your size. At present, you can buy 2 pairs of Gel Plus insoles for a 20% discount. There are 3 videos concerning insoles featured on our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, one of which is a customer endorsement of the value of insoles and how much they've helped. Visit our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, for 5-star reviews on Dr. Foot Cream for Dry Skin or Calluses, Men's Comfort Shoes, 10-Minute Callus Removal Kit, Imperial Solution for Athlete's Foot, Bunion Night and Day Splints that can correct bunions, Aquiline Gel for Smelly Feet, Gerwell Fungal Nail Oil for Fungus Nails, Flexitol Heel Balm for Dry Cracked Heels, Dr. Foot Pro Insoles for Flat Feet, and Silicone Heel Cups for Heel Pain. For more information, please visit our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, the world's most comprehensive foot care site for foot and leg pain. Do you need an acclaimed HCPC podiatrist? Dr. Foot recommends the Foot Medic. Treatments include chiropody, biomechanics, ultrasound, prescription medicines and sports medicine. Mention Dr. Foot and get a 10% discount. Telephone 0121 523 5885.
If you wish to be removed from this mailing list, please visit the website www.drfoot.co.uk. We respect the privacy of all subscribers and will not disclose your email address or any information about you to any third party. Reader feedback to this newsletter and its articles are welcomed and encouraged. Please feel free to email any foot care ideas or tips that you've tried and would like to share with others. Send your feedback, ideas or tips to info@drfoot.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on any other lower body healthcare topics, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, where you can access information on foot conditions, shop online, access a discussion forum, request a live chat, or order a free catalogue. Do you know anybody with a visual impairment? Do tell them they can listen to this podcast on our website and that previous editions with a wealth of help and information are also available there. Visit www.drfoot.co.uk/podcasts. You can also write to Dr. Foot at P.O. Box 13426, Birmingham, B25, 9BX. Copyright 2014, Dr. Foot.